My name's Craig Ellick, calling from Mountainville, New York. Listening to your roundtable this morning, I have to wonder what planet you people are from. I cannot understand how you could possibly say that Barack Obama has been an excellent president and will go down in history like Jimmy Carter. You've got to be kidding me. Jimmy Carter is known as now the second worst president in American history, and Barack Obama is the first. But the thing that makes me so mad is that the racial element always comes into your comments, that Donald Trump is inciting the white supremacist view in America, and many Americans just don't like to have a black president. It has nothing to do with a black president. It has to do with a liberal president that is basically changing the fundamental values of America.
J.D. Ayers, and I'm listening in Springfield. And I was just listening to the Jim Lavoulis on the pipeline report, and I was wondering why this whole thing, and they talk about losing the nuclear thing, why nothing is being said about the Moses Power Dam in Messina, that when it was built, it was supposed to power all the Northeast with hydropower, and why are we buying from Canada? And the St. Lawrence River is an international border. Does that include the Moses Power Dam? The location is Messina, but I thought it was supposed to provide electric power, and I'm sure it was sold at the time it was constructed as being hydroelectric power for almost everybody.
Nancy Fletcher Davies, Amherst, Massachusetts. Thank you. I am so deeply grateful that Barbara Smith's voice has been included in your conversations. So appreciated.
My name is Jacob Matthews, Kingston, New York. My comment is for the usual reporting of New York State government, and more particular to the recent scandals involving Skelos and Silver. I noted that on most occasions, whenever a Republican is involved in some sort of a scandal or investigation, his party affiliation is mentioned. However, when it's a Democrat, merely the person's name is mentioned and not their party affiliation. I think in being fair, both either just the names or the party affiliation should be mentioned when all parties are reported on.